Everybody, we are live. It is the Fat Thor Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Gunnan. This is Home Alone Series Episode 6. You're like, holy cow, he's home alone again. Yeah, I am home alone again. shouldn't be surprising. Things are back to normal. My wife's working and traveling again, and she's been working. They've got her traveling all over the place. As soon as I got back from Minnesota, if you've been following this series or any of my other series, where I was just in Minnesota doing the World Series of Comedy, having a great time. I came home. I got home late Friday night. Actually, it was midnight Saturday morning, kind of when my plane landed 11:45 and I get home to almost 12:30. But yeah. So Saturday and then Sunday, then she had to get up at 5:30 and I had to take her to the airport this morning, Monday morning, catch an 8 o'clock flight to California. So she's gone all week, which is good, which is fine. She'll be back Thursday, but I'm busy working. Today was a complete rest catch up day for me. I was exhausted because when I got back, I had to go to the Punchline to see Dusty Slay. Saturday night, because I had missed his Friday shows, and he came on my radio show. If you've not been a part, or this is your first time catching the Fat Thor Podcast, welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you for everybody who has watched, been following, bought a shirt, supported. The downloads are crazy. You're getting better. It's blowing my mind. Like, I just posted the other one the other day, On the Road, Episode 2 series. Well, by the way, I created that graphic. Probably one of the best graphics I created. I was very excited, so if you get a chance to take a look at that, please. It is pretty cool. I haven't released it yet visually, but when I do, I'm really excited about that. So back on to my train of thought is, so I get home, my wife's like, oh, I get to see you. I hadn't seen you. And let's have a date night. And I'm like, well, I got to go to the Punchline. Got to go see Dusty Slay because he was on the radio show on Power 108.9, All About the Last, which is my show that I do every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here in Atlanta at Truth Park. It's all about comedy, comedians, and I've had some major, I have amazing guests all the time. And sometimes they call in, like Steve Trevino has called in because they're out of state, and Dusty Slay called in, and we talked and got asked him a few questions. I was just letting him have the forum to promote his shows and did a great interview. I screwed up. And then I talk about that in my other podcast. So, and I didn't screw up. I was just nervous at first, but we got through and it was great. It was great. And so I had to go see him because my friend and comedian, Willie B. Jr., Willie B. Comedy, go check him out. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E-B-E-E. And as a matter of fact, if you're watching, I'm going to put it up here. Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E-B-E-E. Comedy. Great friend of mine. He has been a friend to me since I stepped foot into the Punchline to perform as a comedian. And he has been a friend to me ever since. And he just pops up randomly at shows. He just bounces around town working his way, working. He's been doing it for a while. He's been on the Apollo, everything. But anyways, I brought him on my show, and I bring a lot of friends and comedians that I've done work with and done shows with, and that was why I created All About the Laughs. It wasn't really to go after big. It wasn't really to go after like mainstream comedians, or like the comedians that are been working here in Atlanta, up and coming, that are making a name for themselves in the scene, and they host and they feature and they headline so it's really about the shows and about Atlanta based comedians. But I'm open to everything. However, the show has grown, and the show's grown tremendously, and I just love kicking it around with my fellow comedians here locally that I do shows with and nationally. And Steve Trevino's called in, and Dusty Slay called in. So let's get back to Dusty. Dusty called in, and so we promoted him, and so I had to go see him. At least go see him live. I've seen him live before, but now meet him and say hey, and thank him personally for coming on the show. He didn't have to, but Willie came on the show and he went to go do a show in Zany's, and I had no clue how close Willie B was with Dusty, and Willie and Dusty, I guess, started roughly about the same time in comedy, and became friends. And Dusty has taken off, and you know, on his own path, and become pretty synonymous in the comedy world nationally and possibly internationally. But he's, you know, performed at Grand Ole Opry. Well, so my wife's like, oh, okay, and she was fine with it because she was with me, and she's like, you know, hey, that's just what it is. He's got to go see him and meet him and thank him. So I went and saw his show. Dusty did like an hour and 10 minutes at the late show. It was awesome. And Willie came out after the show, after everybody left. One of my friends that I'm fixing to do a show with, and comedian Hank Denson, who is amazing. Hank Denson Comedy. Go check him out. Willie came out and said, hey, Dusty wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you in the green room. I was like, oh, okay. So I went over, knocked on the door, and Dusty answered the door, and he's like, hey. He said, Andy, you're the radio guy that did the show, because he did the radio show like 2 weeks ago, because my last show was on June the 22nd. His show was July 9th. So the only time I had a show, you know, close enough was that. So, and I don't know if it helped, but he had amazing shows. And he said he had super shows, and even the early show was sold out. I tried to get in. It was so packed. I couldn't even get in to get a seat, much less even if I paid for it. So it was great. He was like, look, I just want to promote, because the last show, they had ticket sales were off for some reason. He didn't know why. And people's cars got broke into, and it was crazy. So he was like, you know. So anyway, so it was a great show. And I don't know if we helped in any way, but if we did, we did. And there's no way to say that. And I don't really want credit or take credit. I was just glad to have Dusty on the show and meet Dusty and help him in any way. And that's just what my show is about, helping comedians and comedy and comedians and people find comedians that they may not know about through my show. And it's a launching point for me to be able to promote myself and other comedians and comedy in general. But they might not know what's going on. Shows happening locally and nationally. So that's and also following maybe my path in this thing, wherever short, long it may live. So, but Dusty was super. We talked, we joked around for a minute and talked about his set. And he brought up a few things, and he was just super nice. And talked about a show that I got booked on by a booker he knows, who's been after him. And he said she was pretty solid, and it's down in Panama City. I'll be doing a show on the 24th at Gary's Oyster Shack. Tickets are $50. You're like, whoa, $50. Yep. It don't go to me. No, I'm just kidding. It's $50. Three-course meal is included with the comedy show. It's all clean, family-friendly. There's four comedians. I have no clue the other four comedians. I know I'm just doing a 20-minute set. I sent my tape to the booker. They called me back. Bridget Martin, who knows this booker very well, encouraged me to talk to her. And so I did. And apparently she knows Dusty Slade. Dusty knows her. It's very well known down there, producing very good comedy shows. So I'm super, super stoked to be a part of it. And my parents are driving up from Naples in their motorhome to catch the show. And hopefully I'll do well. And that's, you know, and it's funny because me and my wife had just been talking about, like, my parents have come see a couple of shows, and I feel like they have come and seen shows that I have not done that well at. I've done well at other shows and better at other shows. But when they're the couple of times I'm there, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I can't explain it. And we were just joking and talking about it. Well, I'm standing there talking to Dusty, and Liz, my wife, comes over. Kind of over to where I'm talking with Dusty. So we weren't inside his green room. We were just right at the door. He was inside the green room. I was standing right there at the door, and we were just chatting. And she came up, and I was like, oh, hey, Dusty's my wife, Liz. And she had talked to him on the radio show because she was on the show with me co-hosting, because I didn't have a comedian co-host. I don't like to do that. So when Dusty was calling in, I wanted it to be about him, and that the comedy aspect be about the comedian aspect be about him and his show. So, and then after we filled in the, you know, time with me and my wife joking around and talking about fun stuff. So, and she was just, so he got to meet, and he was super nice to her and talking, and he was like, yeah, you know, and he said he made a comment about not doing, you know, sometimes you don't, not doing your best or doing as good a show in front of like your wife or family member or something. And my wife just goes, oh yeah, we were just talking about this. Andy Spears are coming to see him at the show in Panama City. And that's how all of a sudden he goes, Panama City, he goes, who's booking that show? And I was like, Dusty, this is probably not, this isn't a big club thing. It's it's at Gary's Oyster Shack. He goes, oh yeah, yeah. He goes, and he said the name of the booker. And I was like, what? And he goes, and he said, that's who booked it, right? And I went, yeah, that's exactly who booked it. And he goes, how did you get that? And I said, sent her a tape and said she was looking for a clean comedian that could do up to 30 minutes. I can do roughly 30 minutes clean. Sent her a tape. And I reached out to Bridget Martin at the Comedy Catch, who knows her, said she's solid, said, yes, you definitely want to be a part of it. So all of a sudden she sent me a message back. I don't know if that helped. I don't know. But she booked me. And he was like, that's awesome. He goes, man, she's been trying to book me for a long time. Me and her have been back and forth on trying to book some shows. And I was like, okay. Cool. He was like, yeah, man, that's awesome. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And it just tells you and reminds you how small and awesome the comedy world is. No matter where you are in your journey, you may have the opportunity. You're doing shows and on stages where guys have, you know, it's just what it is. It's really cool. It's awesome. I can't explain it other than it's awesome. And so we talked about it a little bit, and I'm super excited for the show. Apparently it has a great reputation. So I'm just hoping I live up to it. But my wife said, yeah, Andy's parents are coming to see his show in Panama City. And he was just saying every time they come to see his show, he doesn't perform that well. And Dusty thought it was funny. He had a kick out of it. I'm like, thanks, Dusty. Yeah. That's not what I mean. But it was awesome. Dusty's a super solid guy, nice guy. And we were talking about, you know, the difference of me booking and how I got booked. And I'm like, man, I booked myself. And then he's like, yeah, he goes, I don't do well with that. He goes, I got bookers and managers now and all that. And he goes, I just let them handle it. And he wasn't bragging, but he was like, you know, yeah, he was saying, yeah, when I was, you know, doing it like you are, working your way up through the ranks, he goes, you know, I wasn't good at booking myself, but I did book myself. But, you know, he goes, I'm not good at all that. And he goes, now I got managers and bookers to do that, which I'm great with. He goes, but then sometimes I like to do my own, which that's why it surprised me so much that he came on to the radio show, because I kind of knew he had managers and bookers, and I didn't know if he had to run it through them. But I mean, he can do what he wants. But at the same time, you know, he came on the show because of Willie. And in my story is Willie, I'm all over the place, and I'm sorry, but Willie was very tight with Dusty. And Willie did my radio show and then went and was going to Nashville to do Zany's on a show with Dusty. And Dusty had called and said, yeah, Dusty called me to come do this, get the spot. That's how close and how good of friends they are. And so Willie was going, I was like, man, that's awesome. I didn't realize, you know, I didn't realize you were, you know, you knew Dusty. That was, oh yeah, man, we've been doing shows off and on. I've been doing shows with Dusty off and on all the time. And he gives me opportunities. I'm like, that's solid, dude. That was the whole extent of the conversation. 2 weeks later flies by and I'm laying in bed on a Saturday morning with my wife and we're just kind of chilling out, relaxing. Taking a deep breath and having breakfast and just kind of chatting. It's kind of what we do on Saturdays and Sundays. Just, you know, just being without the TV on and just kind of resting. And so I get a call from Willie. He's like, hey, man, I forgot to tell you. Or he messaged me. I forgot how it went. He messaged me or something. But then he called me. He mentioned, hey, man, I forgot to tell you, Dusty's expecting you to call him. I said, what? I said, who, what? He said, Dusty Slay, man. And he called me. He goes, yeah, man, I told you I went to that show with Zane. He's like, oh, yeah, man, how did the show go? He goes, man, it went good, man. And I said, yeah, I was wondering how the show went with you and Dusty. I didn't really see anything on Facebook about it. Cause I'm one of those. I just post everything I do. And he was like, oh yeah, man, it was good. It was great, man. He goes, well, I told Dusty about you. And I was like, about me? I was like, what'd you tell him? I was like, oh, okay. He goes, no, man, I told him about the radio show and how awesome it is. And you had me on there and that he really needs to come on and do your show and, you know, your radio show and maybe promote, you know, his shows. And he said, when I told him that, he was like, oh, really? He said he perked up and asked about you. He said, I told him about you. And he told me to tell you, and he goes, I forgot to call you last week. And that's Willie. God bless him. I love him. He said, I forgot to call and tell you. He's been waiting on you since about a week ago to reach out to him and talk to him about coming on your show. I was like, okay, hold on. I was like, what did you tell him? Are you going to give me his phone number? How's this going to work? Do I just need to message him on Facebook? What did you tell him? I'm doing it right now, you know, just since we're 2 weeks out. And he's like, yeah. So he told me what to do. And I reached out to Dusty. And Dusty replied back. And I said, hey, this is Andy. With me, you know, we have a friend in common, Willie B. He said he told you about my radio show on Power 108.9, All About the Laughs. I sent him the links so you could check him out and check it out. And I said, you know, I'd love to have you on the show. Love to have you part and promote your shows in any and every way. In anything I can do to help, I would love to have you, whether in studio or call in, however that works. So I gave him the schedules of the show. I said, it's every 2 weeks. And I don't know. And I said, based upon what I see your schedule, you're coming in town on July 9th and 10th at the Punchline. I don't have a show except on June 22nd. That's probably going to be the best option. He replied back. He called me back and was like, yeah, man. Great. His schedule's all over. And then he said, let's look at it when we get closer. So we got closer. And I said, hey, man, let's nail down the 22nd. You just call in, do a 20-minute segment. Here's the phone number to the radio station. If you'll call in at this time, and we'll go from there. And he's like, done. Just that simple. And I was like, awesome. And say, and that's the way it is in the comedy world. But I knew he probably wouldn't come on the show had it not been for Willie. So thank you, Willie. And we talked, had a great interview. I stumbled around a lot. I told everybody about that in my last podcast. So go check it out and get all the D's. But it was a great night. And so after that, I got home about 1:30 Sunday. I got up yesterday morning, did some stuff around here, laundry, tried to trim some bushes, cut another power cord in half with my electric bush cutter. I'm going to have to go to a gas one. This is the second one I popped. And then when I popped it, it was flaring. So I grabbed it because it was arcing in the blade. And I grabbed it and yanked it out. And when I yanked it out, I grabbed the open threads. So I got a full jolt of 120 something watts running through my freaking hand. So that was fun. And then I went and hung out with my buddy Todd, had a few beers, about 4 or 5 beers, and grabbed the pizza and came home. I crashed out like 9:30 last night. And then I didn't know what time we needed to get up, go to the airport. I woke up at 5:30 on the couch because I fell asleep watching TV. I slept almost 8 hours on the couch, just solid. I haven't slept a solid 8 hours in a while. And not even when I was on the road, I was sleeping like 4 or 5 hours. So it was great. And then I got up, and as soon as I got up to go upstairs and get to bed with Liz, her alarm goes off like at 5:45. Like, we got to get up and take her to the airport. My God almighty. So anyways, so I came home, took a nap, and I've been online all day, on Facebook and everything, submitting the shows, getting ready for tomorrow night's radio show and All About the Laughs with Hank Denson. And I'm filming on a game show this week, Thursday and Friday. Can't tell you what it is. One of my favorite game shows by one of my favorite hosts. So if you know me and I've talked about this show, I'm excited just to be an audience member, sit and watch it, watch them film a bunch of episodes and get paid. So I'm excited. And then I'm also on another show. I'm going to be on that show, Atlanta, playing a homeless person on Wednesday. So that's awesome. So Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday working. Saturday show, clean show. That's right. Clean show. It is Friday. Hold on, pull it right up here. You thought I'd be more prepared, but I'm not. Thought I had everything prepared. But if you're in Atlanta, what's that? What's this Friday? Jesus, what's today? I don't even have my phone next to me. That's how bad this is right now. You know, you ever have one of those days you think you have everything together and you're like, okay, I don't have everything together right this second. It is. Oh, by the way, follow my page, Andy Gunning Comedian on Facebook. That's where you get all my show updates and everything. Or you can be part of the Fat Thor Lockdown Challenge. I don't want you to send a code. Cancel. Send code. Leave. Well, I don't know what that was at. So Saturday, July 17th, Comedy on the Clay with my friends Yoshi, who booked me on the show. Hank Denson's a headliner. Also, Devin Golinge. I've never met this gentleman. He's a comedian. He and I are featuring. Yoshi is hosting the show. It's through or is Devin who's hosting this? Yoshi's hosting. I get confused on what show's doing. It's at the Red Clay Music Foundry at 3116 Main Street, Duluth. We'll be talking about it tomorrow night on All About the Last on Power 108.9. So check that out. And Hank Denson's coming on, my buddy, my pal. He had been on about 2 years, and his comedy helps promote pay teachers more money. Hashtag pay teachers more money. Solid. The doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. So go to ticks at Eddie Owen Presents. I'm going to type it in here if you're watching this, if I do release this so you can watch it. It's ticks, T-I-X, at Eddie Owen presents.com, or go to my page and it's on there and you can click and it'll take you straight there. How's that? It's easier to do that way. I also have it on here on my podcast, so you can go Eddie Owen Presents. Tickets are $20. It's an all clean show. What's an all clean show, Andy? Well, I'll tell you what an all clean show is. An all clean show is we're not going to be cussing, telling a bunch of graphic sexual stuff. We're just going to be having good, clean fun that'll make you laugh even harder than somebody talking about dick jokes or cussing the whole time or F-bombs. And it's not as easy to make you laugh when you're clean. I'm just kidding. It's easier. It's not easy. I'm kidding. Comedy's hard. I'm telling you. No. It's all clean. And so I'm glad to be on it. And I'm on another family-friendly show at the end of the month, July 31st. I'll be talking about that on another podcast. Go check my page out. It's called Tag You're It. It's one that we're actually selling tickets for kids to be a part of the show. I'm going to be talking about my daughter's wax hamster. Be talking about all my clean Girl Scout stuff. Not yet. That sounded weird. My Girl Scout jokes, things like that. So that's what that'll be. And I'm doing. Actually, all my shows are clean. 24th is a clean family show. I just realized all these shows are clean, family-friendly shows. That's crazy. I get booked on shows. I could be dirty, but I'm not dirty. So, yeah, all three of these shows are all clean. All clean shows. I'm excited. How did I just now realize that? I'm a moron. So, let's talk. Let's talk Vegas in September. That is the goal right now. Vegas, September 2020. It's not 2020. What am I? I got to retype this. 2021. That's how far out of my head I am. I'm like in a daze. And I haven't been drinking or nothing. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I need a beer. I don't know. Vegas, September 2021. September 19th through the 25th, I'm supposed to be out there with the. I'm going to be out there with the World Series of Comedy. I don't know where. I know that there's a wild card show on Sunday. There's still satellites going on. There are still opportunities for me to either be a part of the top 101 or fighting it out in a wild card, a wild card show on Sunday. So I'm having to book my ticket. And these are not paid shows. These are competition shows. These are shows for me to be able to get in front of bookers, other comedians, possibly shows, get opportunities to get more shows, other shows in other parts of the world or the country, paying shows and booked. And, or if nothing else, showcase how far I've come, how better I've got, how better, if I am better, if I'm not. They say I'm getting better. I am better. So, and I'm getting booked for shows, so I'm good. But, you know, and showcase what I can do and also network and learn. There's classes and workshops and things like that with people who know, who have been in the business, who are writers for like Tonight Show and all that. So you learn how to write better, write for TV, things like that. So it's awesome. And just started looking at flights. And flights aren't cheap right now. Flights aren't cheap. So I am working my butt off to try to figure out everything and set a budget for that. So what that entails, you're like, Andy, why are you telling us this? Are you about to ask us for money? Yeah, I think so. I think I'm about to ask you for some help. No, I'm asking you to, what I am asking is go to stowfrontier.com/Andy's room. That's what I'm asking you to go do and buy a shirt. I've had these shirts up. These are my Fat Thor podcast shirts that, for those of you who have been following this since the beginning, I've had them up there. We sold a few to friends and some, followers. They're $20. They're Gildan shirts. So they're a good brand shirt. I don't make a super ton off of them. I make less than $10. Okay. So I'm just going to be honest. Because they're made to order, the type of shirt and all that, taxes, everything. Once it's shipped to you, I don't even make $10, but I make a little bit of money and it all goes back into the show. So what I'm saying is I need you to go buy shirts so I can get, I've got to support my way and pay my whole way out there, which is a hotel, plane and food. I'm not asking you to give me gambling money, but if you want to, you can. I'll put $20 on black. We'll see how it goes. But you can also go to my Cash App at Andy Gunning. Donate $5, $10. I'm also on Venmo. Don't do PayPal. PayPal's got some weird terms now, and I'm trying to stay away from them. But I have a Cash App. So if you want to donate to the Get Andy to Vegas, it will be a working week. It will not be a partying week. I've never been to Vegas, so I love casinos, but I love comedy and I love working, and there's tons of comedy places out there. So I'm going to be networking and working and very little time for gambling and what people normally go there. People are like, well, you can't go to Vegas more than 3 days. And that's right, because I go to Biloxi. I used to go to Biloxi all the time. And after about 2-3 days, you're like burning out. But that, I'm not going to drink, party, and gamble. I'm going to work. I'm going to compete. I'm going to love and hug bookers and club owners and beg them to give me opportunities and shows and put me on shows and love me like me. No, but and showcase and do different things. So please go buy a shirt, or you can go to my Linktree. Or actually, if you just go to Linktree, Linktree /Andy Gunning. You can go to Linktree. You can donate. And it says, buy me a cup of coffee. You can donate $5. If you don't want a shirt, buy $10. That's all it is. Or go to stonefrontier.com. If you're watching, and I put this up to watch, let me share my screen. Oh, let me go over here to my other screen. You can see the store I have on there. Amazing shirts. Look at this. Some of them I've designed. Oh, add a stream. So here it is. Here they are. Here's Fat Thor Podcast, the Fat Thor Lockdown Challenge shirt, which is the group that I have. Please come be a member. We talk, we share food in a PG-13 atmosphere, fun, joking about drinking, eating, and all the things that we did during quarantine. I have a Blockbuster shirt. Yes, it is legal. Created it myself and all that. It is $22. It's awesome. I've got one. I've worn it in a TikTok video. Got a lot of attention. Also have an old mind bender shirt that I brought back from a lady that had this on a shirt when she was a kid in the 80s. And I remember seeing this and she says, can you, and so I brought it back to life for her and a bunch of people in a group, and they just fell head over heels. I brought it back from the dead. And then these old 96 Rock ones from here in Atlanta that folks have been trying to get 96 Rock shirts. So I went ahead and did those. If we get in trouble, we get in trouble, but nobody owns 96 Rock. So it's fine. It's clear. So these are all fun shirts. I've got more I've designed. I haven't put them up there because these shirts are the ones I have sold so far. I sold a bunch of the Mindbender ones. People were really happy with those. So if you're from Atlanta, it's an old school one. If you don't want the Fat Thor podcast one or the 96 Rock one, there you go. You've got six choices, folks. So please buy a shirt. Help send me to Vegas. That's it. So, but it's going to be exciting. So there's, well, Warsaw's series of comedy is still doing satellites. Still a lot of competition. Is there an opportunity for me to still perform in another satellite? Possibly. I don't know that I'll get picked right out of the gate for one. There's only a few left. And if somebody drops out, I might have an opportunity. But there's a lot of people that are registered. I was just excited. I got asked to go to this other one. So I did the Punchline, the one in Punchline, and the one in Minnesota. And I'm very excited I got to be a part, an opportunity in both of those. Even though I did move on. But it's okay. But see, I'm getting better. And I was only 3 points away from getting in or something like that. Or they told me what to do. I'm going to fix it. We're going to make it happen. So that is pretty much my home alone. So today, you know, I booked some more working stuff during the week filming. So my weeks are filming radio shows. So radio show, filming, comedy show. I have Sunday off. And then I'm supposed to go to Panama City on 24th. Can't wait. Gary's Oyster Shack. You can get the link and all that. Go to Andy Gunning Comedian or Andy Gunning Comedian. Follow it. It's on there. That's where all my show stuff will be from now on. I've got multiple pages and everything needs to stay on one. So comedy was going to stay on one. The Fat Thor Lockdown Challenge will be its own thing with all my group and friends. And then my own personal page, I'll put some stuff up there, but it's personal stuff. So I think I got it figured out now. But other than that, working on some new stuff. I'm excited. July is slamming. I hope August is slamming. I hope this spills over into August. Because I'm working it all the way to September to go to Vegas. And everything I do right now is going to be for and promoting and supporting Vegas. So, yeah, that's it, I think. Was that all? Is that all I talked about? I'm home alone, Dusty Slay. I think so. I'll talk about my, God almighty, I'm so stupid. Venture Roofing. God, I love these guys. Love these guys. These have been the sponsors of the show. These guys actually keep me on the air with All About the Laughs. They're the sole reason I'm still on the air. Venture Roofing, 678-656-7482, VentureRoofingLLC.com. If you are in the Atlanta area, you need a roof. You think you need a roof. You got a leak. Your neighbor got one. You don't know why you didn't get one. Or you're arguing with your insurance people. These are the boys to call. They'll give you anywhere from $250 up to $1,000 off, depending on the size of your roof. They'll also give you 0% financing for up to 18 months. What? Yeah, you want a new roof? You want to finance it for 18 months at 0%? I mean, what better deal is that? If you're paying out of pocket. If you're not, here's the guys. They will handle the insurance claim for you, walk you through. If you're arguing with, and you don't argue with your adjuster or your insurance company, you don't understand the policy you have. And that brings me to another topic I am going to be discussing here. Not tonight, on a separate podcast. I might record it tonight. But I have been, my background, for those of you that know me and those you don't, I am 46 years old. I grew up in the construction industry. My dad sold building material since 1972 in the Atlanta market. he created and helped create what is now known as the building supply salesperson position. They started it back in the 70s where someone would go out, talk to a builder and sell for that company independently and make commission only. Well, and back then supply companies only either sold lumber. And if they sold lumber, they sometimes sold trusses, or they sold trusses or they would sell trim. So there was multiple supply stores you would have to go to as a builder to get everything to build your house. My dad decided to independently represent two truss companies, a trim company, another company as one entity. So he worked for all of them, but he sold cedar for Plymouth, trim for Central, trusses for Echo, and was able to supply builders pretty much with everything or whatever they wanted from him and certain things. And over the years, places developed and started selling and kept selling and started selling more and selling things. And so I grew up in this industry. And so I went into it myself, been in it and part of it my entire life, as well as the insurance side and the restoration side. And I've owned a pest control company with a partner of mine. I learned I was licensed pest control owner and operator of a business. I know real estate law. I know building codes. I know what it takes. I know the takeoffs. I know pretty much the in and out of everything on restoration and insurance side. And I did restoration for about 10 years dealing with insurance companies. And I am going to do an in-depth walk your hand through what happens when disaster comes to your door and you have to cash in your insurance policy, or you have to call to file a claim, or you don't know what kind of claim you have because they don't explain this to you when you buy insurance up until the time disaster and you're standing outside of your house and you don't have a house for whatever reason, whether it's fire, flood, tornado, and what happens. And what happens with third-party insurance carriers? What happens with first-party insurance carriers? And I'm going to tell you the ins and outs, the horror stories I have experienced, or homeowners have experienced. Not me, but homeowners have experienced. And I have walked through it with them and gotten them out of the dark into the light and gotten them resolution, gotten them settlements, money, and what not to do. So that is coming up. That is coming up in a future episode here very soon, because we had some major storms here in Atlanta and tornadoes that really did a number on folks' home. And a lot of people are asking questions, and I've been getting into these long, detailed conversations because I actually do care about people. And this is, I got into the restoration side after my grandparents lost their home in a fire, and I was selling building material at the time. I knew the builder who had built their house. I knew the plan. I knew what it cost to rebuild that house if I sold the material to them directly or to a builder, and what the insurance company was about to do to them. And before I stepped in, and I brought my builder in, who was a superintendent for the builder who built that house, but now was a builder on his own and a very successful builder. And I brought him in and saved them a ton of money and got them a house built in 90 days, less than 90 days, turn around in the house, settled the insurance company, and the insurance company owed them money. And they were about to tell them they were have to finance a big chunk of change in their 70s that they couldn't afford. So that episode is coming up. It's probably going to be a long one, so be prepared. But there's going to be a lot of good information. I'm actually going to sit down and do topics. And I'm going to do strategic topics and try not to bounce around and go through. But there's going to be a lot. And I might have to do a part two. So I might split it up. That's what I got to look at, if it's going to be part one and part two. Because I don't want to kill. I think I may want to do the introduction, which will be part one, explaining what happens when you buy insurance, why we have insurance, the history of insurance, all the way up and going into what happened to my grandparents and things like that. And then walk you through in a separate one, the types of insurance policies you have and you might have, and then what to expect in each of those and from carriers. I'm going to call carriers out. I'm going to tell you the experiences with them, who's the top ones, who probably you might want to consider getting rid of and replacing if you have them. Because it's not about the money. It's not about saving money on a premium. It's about who is going to be there when shit hits the fan and is going to write checks and pay and get you out of the rain into someplace safe and dry, get you some clothes if needed, and get your process moving in a reasonable time, and what timeline and what to expect and what you can expect if you ever go through a disaster. And you're probably going to, and if you know friends, it's probably going to hit on a lot of things that you probably learned in a hard way, or you might not have learned, and then you might need to pay attention to for future reference. So that's coming up. And I'm going to try to do that and release it here in the next week or two, because storm season's upon us. We've had a lot of rain, a lot of bad storms this year, and they're not going to get any better. And we're going to get into storm season, another storm season here pretty soon. So that's what's happening. Thank you for listening. All my friends of the Fat Thor podcast and everything. I was blown away when I pulled up the stats today that had 22 downloads of the last episode, 30 of the one before. I think they told me my stats was like, if I released one, like I could expect like 50 downloads in a month. We surpassed that. 117 in 1 month. That's the most I've ever had so far. 117 downloads in 30 days. That's the most I've had in a 30-day period. So thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Come check, catch the show. Come catch the show. Listen to my radio show, All About Laughs on Power 108.9, Tuesday, 8 o'clock on Facebook Live. Live on Facebook. You can also check it out, power1089.com. We are a 24/7 radio station now. So go to power1089.com. You can pull us up. There's music, or there's me when I'm on, or one of the other numerous, I think 17, I think we got 17 shows now. I think that's what Michael said. That's it, folks. Thanks. I'm home alone again. Thank my wife for this and for yapping your ear off. AdventureRoofingLLC.com. Oh, also, Store Frontier or Linktree. Help me out. Help me get to Vegas. Both dogs are barking now, so I got to go. God bless. See you guys and gals later. Love y'all. Appreciate you. Oh, my God. They're driving me insane. They've been barking all day. Anyways, I'm out of here.